thirsty. No more tears or pain. What a message. In Revelation chapter 21, we read in verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. When on this earth, two people fall in love. They want to stay together. They want to live together. They want to live in a flat, in a house, together. They want to be together as much as possible because they love each other. And here God says, I will dwell with you. This is love. Next verse, 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Do you see his compassion with you? How he's moved by this compassion? And there shall be no more death. Now imagine this sentence. No more death. What does that mean? Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now, this is a text I like very much. No more death. If you love someone, and when this person dies, that's hard for us, isn't it? And then, no more death. No accident. No pain. No crying. No sorrow. All gone. All passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write it down. For these words are true and faithful. It is reality. Write it down. John is speechless. He forgets to write it down. No death? What do you mean? No death? No crying? No pain? Yes. That's the future. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. This is the future, as we see it in the Bible. For those who, in this life, start a relationship, a friendship, a loving relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, those will be there who have confessed their sins, repented their sins, asked for forgiveness, and experience peace because the sins have been forgiven. Therefore, Jesus died. He asks you to come with your sins, with all the load of your debts. Bring it to him. He has paid already the price for that with his blood. And then this will become reality. It will become true. For you in future, the Lord, the Almighty, he wants to rescue you, doesn't want to condemn you. He, in his love, will do everything for you.